USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife, and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half staff. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is urging people not to give back the difficult progress we've made against COVID-19. Over 30 states are reporting that cases are going back up. He's also hailing the new jobs report with over 900,000 jobs created in March.
My message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming.
But he says progress can be reversed and that his recovery plan, including the new infrastructure package, are badly needed. Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. Pope Francis visited with homeless people and others in need at the Vatican as they received doses of COVID-19 vaccines here on this Good Friday. Once again, for the second straight year, less people are showing up due to the coronavirus pandemic. Passover, which marks the liberation of enslaved Jewish people in Egypt, starts at sundown on Saturday and ends with Easter on Sunday. In Jerusalem, some coronavirus restrictions have eased. This year, hundreds of people were allowed to retrace Jesus' steps as he was marched towards crucifixion. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.